Mix 106.5, we're gearing up for Baltimore Comic Con. So excited to be taking over the Baltimore Convention Center. It's Priestley broadcasting live again tomorrow. But we are just so excited. Hello?
This is Greg Sipes calling in. How you doing?
Greg Sipes, dude, we're great. How are you?
Well, I'm pretty much in heaven.
I love hearing that. I hope you're alive, though. Where are you? Are you in Baltimore? Are you home? Where is home? What's going on?
I'm literally sitting on the beach in Venice. I'm catching my flight in about an hour and a half.
Oh.
I'm doing a cacao ceremony on the beach.
Tell me what a cacao ceremony is, please.
My friend Christine Olivia is a medicine woman who works with chocolate, raw or organic medicinal grade chocolate from ancient lands of super goddesses.
This is awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool. I'm in the meditation state.
We're in the cacao state right now.
Yes. Good. So we just went through all the chakras, and we started with the first chakra, second chakra, third chakra, fourth chakra, which was the heart, right? And now we're on to the fifth chakra, which is our throat.
Okay.
Which I use a lot, as you know, as a voice actor and a singer.
Dude, let's just quickly, as we are talking about all this, friends who are just getting in here, Greg Sipes is coming to Baltimore Comic Con, the convention center, from Fast and the Furious, Deadwood, been in House, True Blood, and some of my favorites, the voice of Teen Titans Go, Beast Boy.
Yo, what up? Party animals! Ha ha! The world, yo.
What is up, Beast Boy? I gotta say, I've got some kids who are huge fans. My daughter Olivia is like, tell him I say hi. So, hello.
Yo, what up, Mama Olivia? That's how you do it.
We
about the waffles, vegan waffles, yo.
I am loving this. Is this what the party's like at Comic-Con when you come from Venice to Baltimore?
Yeah, but times 100 because my right-hand woman, Tara Strong, is going to be there. Mama Raven in the house, too.
We are so excited. Do you guys get to record when you're in studio together, or is it separate booths, different recording days? How does that work?
We've been recording together for almost 20 years. Together.
Oh my gosh.
As a Teen Titans team. Me, Scott Menville, Kari Payton, Hinden Walsh, Mama Tara Strong, and, you know, great voice directors and amazing writers. And it's a really special situation we got going on. And still the number one cartoon on Cartoon Network. And our new movie just dropped a couple of days ago. And it's really a blessing to have the opportunity to connect with the world through these characters, man. We make a lot of people laugh.
Yes.
And I feel like comedy and music are the most powerful things in the universe. So that's such a huge part of our show is the music and the comedy and using it as a tool. We do a lot of deep episodes like lessons about low-income housing or...
You
one
do.
I punched President Nixon in the face.
Dude, you were my hero. Number one cartoon in the Priestley house. I tell you, man, we freaking love Teen Titans Go. Huge fan of Teen Titans Go to the movies. Tell me, what's this new one that dropped? Because I have to be real, I missed it.
It's called Teen Titans Go versus Teen Titans, and it's just the most wild, crazy, you know, battle of multiple dimensions at one time. And,
yes.
You know, good in the end wins, but... through a bunch of comedy and just wild shenanigans and great songs. And some people say it was better than Teen Titans Go to the Movies, but I think it's just another flavor.
I cannot wait to check it out. We will definitely make it a movie night. By the way, if you're just chiming in, we got Greg Sipes, who's coming to Baltimore Comic Con this weekend. We're talking Friday, Saturday, Sunday. I want you to get tickets so you can hang out. Are you taking pictures, selfies, that kind of stuff, man?
I'm going to be there for the people.
Oh.
Bye. You take a free picture with me and Wingman G.
Oh, dude. First, Wingman is going to be in the house. Wingman Z will be here.
Wingman G, my son, my guru, the highest form of life on the planet. We're never apart.
Oh.
And he will be there, and it's going to be a blast. And I'm really focusing on sharing meditation with everybody this trip. You know, I teach a lot at the panels, meditation, but this one I'm going to be even teaching at my booth. So I'm going to be sharing little tools for us to meditate together because right now it's the time for us to go inside to find harmony and peace while the world's going crazy, you know? But together we can unite inside in peace, and then all of a sudden it shows up outside. So that's really what we're bringing to Baltimore. Celebration, freedom, respect, meditation, and medicine, you know?
I'm all about everything. I will be a part of your class. I look forward to this. I need to de-stress, my man. That sounds perfect.
Yes.
By the way, you mentioned music. I'm doing my homework about you. You're also a musician. You dabble in the reggae realm?
Yeah, I just put out a new album this year.
Wow.
And I've already recorded a whole nother album. I'm actually an album and a half, like I almost have two albums done, and I'm about to put them out in a very fun way. I wrote a musical that takes place in Venice Beach with these songs, so we're going to be shooting that in the next couple months. But it looks like I'm coming to New York for November and December to play every week at in Soho at this cool place called Artistics.
Really?
My friend Andy Hilfiger, who's Tommy Hilfiger's brother, and just a master creator, a musician, legend, and I'm going to be doing this weekly, like, open mic podcast.
And you're going to be doing that up in New York, so that's right up 95.
Yeah, New York, starting in November.
Well, we might be able to pop over and check you out there, but a lot closer to home.
Cool.
You're
going
to be here, like I said, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Lots going on, man. High five. And you've been doing this forever, and you're only, like, in your 30s. I bow to you, brother. You should be my guru.
Now, wingman, all glories to wingman, D, the guru of the gurus.
I'm going to turn to wingman. I look forward to meeting you all. And by the way, a little side note for everybody who is not familiar with wingman, I understand he's a rescue dog.
Yeah, he rescued me, man.
Brother, I have a rescue dog. His name is Benji, and I feel the same exact way. So much love. I look forward to you coming to Baltimore. Safe travels, Beast Boy.
Yo, thanks, bro. I'll see you soon, y'all. Peace, love, and animals, yo.
All right, now get back to that meditation.
Oh.